It is time for a talk on the wild side. Harry Hutchins joining us in the studio, along with a woman wearing plastic bags. It's Polly Eddington, along with Pat Helmberger, and Bay is with us as well. How old are you, Bay?
I'm 11 years old.
11 years old. So our topic today, Harry, is plastics. What'd you say?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm sure people have seen the recent articles that have occurred in National Geographic and National Wildlife and things like that. But we're going to talk about that today.
All right. Sounds great. And Polly is wearing, now, are there, how many of these dresses exist?
Five.
Five.
She made them all.
But, Pat, you made them all?
We all do.
Oh, okay. Nice. And that's to show us, like, the excess of plastic bags in our world, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How do people respond when you show up at places wearing them?
They love them. You know, it's amazing to me. It's a serious issue, but the bag monster outfits make it kind of fun. I mean, we have had hugs. We have had our pictures taken with a variety of people. And wherever we go, we're welcomed because people relate to this crazy person in a bag.
Now, Harry, you had mentioned something to me we were going to try to do in the future, but you had heard about a scientific paper that's been written recently, and has to do with the Mississippi River.
There's a gentleman named Marcus Erickson, and it's S-E-N. And he's interesting thing to me was he published a little article in National Wildlife recently. And I was reading it and noticed that he started all the way from Bemidji, you know, all the way from the headwaters down, and he built a craft made of plastic bottles. And so, you know, it's interesting to me to see that all the stuff that he found. Now, he was thinking about this while he was in a foxhole in Kuwait. In the Gulf War, and he, this idea came to him. He said, "I'm gonna go and canoe the Mississippi River, and I'm gonna go from the start all the way down to Louisiana." And he did it, and he built this craft with a bicycle and kind of made a paddle wheeler. And went down and monitored all the plastic that he found along the way on the Mississippi River. Pretty amazing. So I'm hoping that we can get a hold of him sometime. But then he wrote a scientific paper about this. And
okay. Well, that kind of leads us into our conversation. The Grand Rapids Earth Circle and the BYO Bag Committee, they are asking for us to kind of challenge ourselves. What do you want us to do?
The idea is that we are asking people to choose at least one day between July 7th and July 15th to not use any plastic. We are encouraging them to not to use plastic bags, plastic bottles, plastic straws, and plastic utensils that you would ordinarily dispose of. And then we want them to let us know how this goes. We're really interested in follow-up to find out if, you know, how people, and the idea is for people to become more sensitive and aware of the throwaway society that we live in.
Go ahead, Polly.
We can hear her dress as she moves forward.
This is really intergenerational. There's some of us with a fair amount of gray, and then there's some of us with no gray areas.
Right,
but
right, there, right. It's, and did we mention that it was July 7th through the 15th? Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And we'll be announcing this as well. And as Pat said, they want follow-up on this. So we can give you their email and a phone number to call. And then there'll be some follow-up in the Grand Rapids Herald Review about the challenge and what they hear. So they're wishing us all good luck on this. Again, choose a day between July 7th through the 15th for a plastic-free day.
The one other thing I was going to mention that Pat wanted me to say was that I've talked to Super One North, and they are considering for the baggers to say, did you bring your own bag or do you want plastic or paper? So we'll come right from the start there to remind them if they haven't till they get in the habit of it. So hopefully.
We have tried to eliminate or reduce the amount of plastic that we use at home. We reuse all of our plastic bags, wash them and reuse them. But I heard recently that there are chemicals that are released from plastic bags that can affect your food. And do you know about that, Pat?
Oh, absolutely.
Can you tell us just briefly?
From all the research that we've done, we realize that the chemicals that are, plastic bags come from fossil fuels. There's bad stuff in that. And we wrap our food in it. That's really
stupid. Yeah, would you store your sandwich in an empty oil can?
That's right, exactly, yes. And there's more and more research being done on the effects of those chemicals on the human body. And we know already that there are some. The endocrine disruptors are causing fetuses in children to have developmental problems already. So, we know that there is stuff in that plastic that we should not be consuming, but we're drinking it in our water, we're breathing it in our air. It's all around us.
And it's up to us to sort of spread the word and put a stop to it.
Yes. And we're so happy that the kids are interested in it.
Right.
This. We have Bay here. She's just a wonderful young woman who has really become very interested and concerned about the world she's going to inherit. So, we're concerned about that, too, and want to help the kids have a better world.
So, Bay, what have you discovered, and what is your mission right now?
Well, like what you guys have been saying, because I was going to talk about that today, on like how we don't recycle as much as we should. So the plastic just goes into our lakes and our oceans and our ponds and stuff, and then it breaks down, but it stays there forever because it doesn't go away. So it breaks down, and then the fish eat it and whatever eats, and then we eat that. So we're eating what the fish and whatever we've, and the shrimp, and we've eaten the shrimp and fish that have eaten the plastic. So we're just eating our own plastic.
Ick.
That's sort of a grim image.
Yeah.
So,
Bay, do you try to recycle as much as you can? And what do you see, like, in your friends and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, this morning I went out to my porch to go walk outside, and there was a chocolate milk can I just put in the recycling bin.
Nice.
So what's the buzz among your associates? Your cohort, I guess. Are children concerned? Do you find your friends are concerned about this kind of thing, or are they sort of, oh, well, ho-hum?
Well, yeah, my best friend, Olivia, she kind of jokes around with it, but she does get concerned about it, and she really wanted to be on the radio, but she couldn't, so...
That's one thing we have to do, Jonna, that is that the stuff you're doing, we got to get these kids educated on the environment. And if you start with, if you start with just kind of hammering away about how bad things are and bad things and the negative aspects, but first start off with just teaching them how the environmental world works. And then go from there, and then you can kind of move into this, the knowledge that we are getting about how we live and how it's affecting these animals and plants that we are learning about.
Mm-hmm. And so, Bay, any thoughts on, say, climate change or what this means kind of big and overall? Are you studying any of this, or How do you feel?
Well, I would like to learn more about it because I've just been in Torch Club with Kathleen, and we've been talking about this a bunch with all the other kids. So, like, we want to get out into the public and have more people know about this. So, like, because we don't want our Earth to just be a big old plastic bottle.
Well, one of the things you can do when you go to the restaurant, for example, is my wife, for example, takes a plastic, takes a reusable container, I should say, instead of getting a doggy bag, if there's extra food, she just places in there. So we're not wasting the food, but we're also putting it in something that's not a single-use bag or something like that. And, you know, the other thing to do is just, well, make sure that you, you know, when I go to the farmer's market, I take my own bags, cloth bags. And so those are the little things. Just prepare for it. Know that you're going here. You're going to this store or that store, and they're going to have this, so make sure you take the kind of container that you want to take your goodies back home in.
And it's, you know, it's not hard once you start doing it. I make sure I keep the bags in my car at all times. I stop using the excuse of like, oh, I forgot to get the bags and I'm stopping on my way home. It's like, no, just throw a bunch of bags in the car in the back, and they're just always there.
Mm-hmm. And we always, you know, we just tell them we don't need a straw, a plastic straw.
So, Pat, I know, you keep watch of other places. This shouldn't be a hard thing to reduce or eliminate plastic bags. Other places have done this in the country, in the world, right?
Oh, yes.
So we have some good examples out there.
Well, Africa really is leading the way. They have now, I think, 14 countries that have banned plastic bags, and I mean banned them. And if you're found with one, you can be fined or actually put in prison in some of the more stringent examples. And now the Canada is joining the movement to ban single-use plastics. The UK has already begun this whole process. The thing that's really sad to me is that the United States will not join with the G20 members to try to eliminate some of the plastic in the oceans. It's really troubling. But the fossil fuel industry is going to be increasing the amount of plastic that's being produced by 40%. I mean, we are talking a giant amount of plastic. And the United States just does not seem interested in this as an administration and as a whole. But we do have California and Hawaii as two states that have banned plastic bags. And others are working on banning plastic straws and working on the bottle situation. So there's an effort being made, but as a country, we are not doing anything. In fact, we're doing negative stuff by allowing the increase of plastic.
So, Bay, I think that means that you need to run for office at some point so that you can change some of these laws, if that would be all right by you.
Sure.
Okay, good. I think that's a really good idea.
Along with what Harry was saying with bringing your own bag to the restaurant to take your extra goodies back home, I'm trying to get myself around to make some little veggie bags, mesh ones where you could, they could still see it. I was going to make the just plain cloth ones, but, and there are places that are doing this, and they say that kind of plastic is actually more than the plastic to take all the groceries home, that there's more trouble with that. And of course, just like you were saying with the food being, in those bags. Your veggies and your fruit, you know, are in those bags. So
would be less harmful of what you might get from the shopping cart,
right?
By just putting it in without a plastic bag,
yeah,
you know.
Yes.
I mean, because I think you just get in the habit because those rolls are there. But
I know.
Once in a while,
right.
I don't. I just throw the carrots in there or whatever, and they're always a little shocked. Like, don't you want a bag? I'm like, no.
Look at this bag.
Yeah.
One of my neighbors, Dan Urkula, gave this to me. He had ordered a bunch of them, and then he gave one to me. And this is mesh. The clerks can see what's in it.
Right.
If you want to put your veggies in it. And then, of course, it's reusable forever. I mean, this is a strong bag. So that's an alternative for people.
So, Bay, do you think you'll be doing a plastic-free day then between July 7th and 15th? Are you going to get on board with this?
Probably, yes.
Okay. Yeah, we'd like to hear back from you as well and what it's like if you had to give up anything or you just had to take a little extra time on making sure you don't have plastics out there.
She's also going to be meeting with the mayor after we're done here.
Oh. And what are you going to say to the mayor?
I don't know.
You're going to say this.
Oh, she's going to talk about the plastic-free day and try to get him on board?
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just read?
Okay,
yeah. Well, it says, are you ready for a challenge? Join the BYO Bag Committee of Grand Rapids Area Earth Circle for a plastic-free day. Choose a day between July 7th and 15th and challenge yourself and your family to say no to all single-use plastics, bags, bottles, straws, utensils. It won't be easy, but it can be done. Give away or give it a try and then email or phone to let us know how it goes.
Sounds great. Well, we will keep reminding folks as well, and you can get a hold of us for the phone numbers and the email addresses to let us know how it goes between July 7th and 15th, a plastic-free day.
Do it for the kids, do it for the animals, do it for the ocean, do it for us.
Yeah, it all these streams that we live by and lakes eventually move their water with the plastics down to the ocean. So, you know, you see this stuff, and I don't live by the ocean. Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Closer than you think, and this stuff moves around and circulates around. So, and these kids that you see right now from the KXE studio with the tents up and the bikes and things like that, I mean, many of these are, we've talked to them before, and they are trying to do something of monitoring what the situation is pollution-wise, especially plastics now, and the microplastics and sampling, and that a microplastic is something about the size of your thumbnail. And so, anyways, when you see that word, that's what they're talking about, things smaller than that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's interesting to see these, we've met a lot of these folks that are trying to monitor this kind of stuff and where it's coming from and how much, and you'll see a lot more about this pretty soon.
You can call us for more information and check our Facebook page. I'm going to take a picture of the supermodel Polly Eddington in the plastic bag dress and the folks that are in the studio now. You can give us a call if you need more information, 800-662-5799. Anything we might have forgotten or you want to add?
I can't think of anything right now.
Okay.
Except that we are so pleased that Bay is with us and that the children in Grand Rapids are really beginning to see that this is a problem that we need to deal with because their future depends on it.
All right, good luck with Mayor Bay. You'll do great.
I would just end it with this, is that when you go to the grocery store, just tell them, I don't want any plastic. It's not plastic or paper. It's, do you have your bag with you, your cotton bag, your reusable bag, and I think that's the thing that you should respond with when the checker or the packer asks you for that.
That's Harry Hutchins along with Pat Helmberger and Polly Ennington and Bay. They're from the Grand Rapids Area Earth Circle. If you want to get a hold of us, call us at 800-662-5799 and let us know about the results that you find out as well.
We will.
Come back and we'll talk more about it.
Thank you.